Welcome to this audio guide. If the church is open, you are welcome to enter, but please show respect if a service is taking place. Originally, Moorlander Church was the parish church for the people of Sheringham, and there have been tales about long and dangerous travels on the sea to reach the bridge by the church in Moorlander, which was about 15 kilometres away. When the herring population increased greatly in the middle of the 18th century, many people came to live on Sheringham, and that meant there was a need for a church on the island. According to records, the growing population lived according to very lax morals, so God's word was needed as a light and a guide for the people. A request to build a church and hire a priest in 1788 was approved by the cathedral chapter, who thought that those on Sheringham were in darkness and almost heathens. The vicar of Moorlander did put in a veto, probably because he feared his income would be affected if a chapel and a priest would be brought to the island. When Sheringham at last, in 1795, became its own parish, the island had a population of around 300. Timber for the church was brought from Dalsland and shipped down to the fjord of Gullmarn, where the islanders sailed and rowed almost 70 kilometres with the timber dragging behind them. Since the men were often out fishing, it was the women who first and foremost had to work and plane the timber. As soon as early autumn in 1796, the church could be used, and a young active preacher, Master P. Norberg, was hired. He stayed on as a priest in Sheringham for 25 years. His grandson eventually became cathedral dean. The church has been through some changes during the years. It was painted red during the first 100 years, but is white today. Originally, there was an entrance at the south side of the chancel. This was torn down at the beginning of the 1950s, while a sacristy was built in the east side of the chancel. In the next part of the audio guide, you will hear about the church's fixtures.